This is Danusha Lamaris, reading The Boxes. It's a faint memory now. A hot day in June. A stranger's house on a hill. Packing the sheets, the towels, the books. Myself and others. No evidence of blood or spilled pills on the rug. No length of rope hanging from the rafters. Only the stale dishes left in the sink, and by the door, boots still crusted with dirt. I tried not to look at her, the sister, bereft, her face flushed and blank as she moved about the room, picking things up, putting them back down, tossing them into the boxes on the floor. I kept my eyes downcast, an interloper, trespassing among the ruins. And all the while I felt, how to name it, the small, immodest flower of helpfulness bloom in my chest. How could I have known I too would pack away my brother's life in cardboard squares, gather the impossible burden of his shirts, his shoes, the black leather jacket that still smelled of his cologne. I can almost recall one or two, the babysitter, her friend, hovering around as I once did, safe in their periphery, going about the motions without having to enter the story, and worse, feeling better, having done their part to erase him. Though, in truth, what would I have done without them? Passing from room to room, busying themselves with purpose, the fragrance of their innocence buffering the air.